This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the civil fraud case over his business practices on Monday, which could cost him control of Trump Tower and other prized properties. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Trump made a voluntary trip to New York for a trial that has high stakes for him. He said the case against him is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal.
New York Attorney General Letitia James' suit accuses Trump and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. Judge Arthur Engoron already has ruled that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. It is a non-jury trial, so the judge will decide on six other claims in the lawsuit. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The European Union's foreign policy chief led a delegation of top diplomats on an unannounced visit to Kyiv and dismissed concerns about political tension in the bloc over its long-term support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Monday's meeting between EU and Ukrainian diplomats was largely symbolic. Josep Borrell said it demonstrated the EU's clear commitment to Ukraine in its 19-month-long war. Serbia has withdrawn some troops stationed near the border with Kosovo after having increased the numbers deployed there following a gun battle in northern Kosovo in which four people died, an army commander said on Monday. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the United States had not yet independently verified the withdrawal.
We continue to be concerned about the cycle of rising tensions and sporadic violence in northern Kosovo and encourage both parties to return to the EU-facilitated dialogue.
This is VOA News. The death toll from the collapse of a church roof during a Sunday Mass in northern Mexico has risen to 11, with around 60 others injured, officials said on Monday, as local authorities began wrapping up search and rescue efforts. Five women, two men, and three children were among those killed at the church in a Gulf Coast city, a state governor said. The death toll rose to 11 later on Monday after another young woman died, a local media report said, citing the state health minister. Two U.S. researchers are sharing the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on mRNA technology that enabled COVID vaccinations to be quickly developed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Dr. Drew Weissman, an infectious disease professor at the University of Pennsylvania, was quick to point out,
this isn't a new thing.
He and his co-honoree started working on the mRNA technology in the 90s, often discussing its potential.
Vaccines and therapeutics and gene therapies.
His collaborator, Dr. Katie Carrico, is only the 13th woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Dr. Carrico got the call from the Nobel Committee. She contacted Dr. Weissman.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxers.
But when they watched the announcement, they knew it was real. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A rights group has released a report saying Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has failed to break with the past and isn't keeping his promise to allow freedom of the press and access to information. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
In its report, Amnesty International says President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who took over from the late Robert Mugabe in 2017, has not fulfilled a promise to promote media freedoms in Zimbabwe. Lucia Masuka, the executive director of Amnesty International in Zimbabwe, says in the last 6 years, the government has been using legislation to target human rights defenders and journalists. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Nigeria's biggest labor federations on Monday said they were suspending an indefinite strike that was set to begin on Tuesday after last-minute talks with President Bola Tinubu's government, which had warned the action could damage the economy. Tinubu is under pressure to ease economic hardships after he scrapped a decades-old petrol subsidy and allowed the Naira currency to depreciate, leading to soaring prices in Africa's biggest economy and major oil producer. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.